But a good one tonight in the Pan Am Center. Probably the best one we've had in this building between these two schools as the review is continuing now. If the ball belongs to New Mexico State, I'm guessing their strategy is to kill as much of the clock as they can, or do they go right at the Antelopes again for a good look inside?
No, I think now is the time where you do try to kill the clock. You hold it for as long as you can and try to keep it at a two-possession game.
Aggies have the ball. JoJo Zamora comes on for New Mexico State. JoJo replaces Johnny McCants. So the Aggies going small. Yvonne, the only big player. Keon Jones, A.J. Harris, JoJo Zamora, Terrell Brown on the court. Aggie 74, Grand Canyon 71, and A.J. Harris brings it back. 45 seconds and counting down in this game. Harris in the front court. Milstead meets him at midcourt. Harris stays out by the midcourt line. 35 seconds left. There's a 16-second separation between the shot clock and time remaining. Harris loses the ball. Milstead the steal. Breakaway Milstead lays it in, and the Aggies need is one. 74-73 with 25 seconds left. A.J. dribbles out of backcourt, loses it again. Down low to Milstead. He lays it in again. Aggies now down. 75-74. Harris brings it back. 15 seconds left, and the Aggies call a timeout. Incredible. Two unforced turnovers by A.J. Harris, and the Antelopes have the lead back. 13 seconds to go in this game.
That's a tough one, Jack.
Yeah.
Those ones hurt right there. But they can't worry about it. They got to get back out here. They got to get execute and get a basket up.
The Aggies will have 13 seconds on their shot clock. And they'll have the ball in front court. That is enough time to get a good look. If there's a foul, the Aggies will shoot two. Now, NMSU has had success going inside, but in this kind of a situation, is that what you look for?
You know, I think that they can. I think there's enough time. I think they can maybe execute the same play that they've been running. You want to get something going to the basket, being that you are in the bonus. The defense kind of has to get out of the way because you fouled it. You're putting them on the line for the game. So I don't think that's a bad strategy. I think you go back to Yvonne, try to get it inside. If not, I think Coach Jen still believes in A.J., or maybe he might even put Terrell in the game, who's they've gone to at the end of games too. So
here we go. Aggies have the ball right in front of us, down by one, 75-74, after two unforced turnovers led to easy baskets for Grand Canyon. Carlos Johnson guarding the inbounds pass from Keon Jones. Aggies down 75-74. Keon inbounds to Terrell Brown in backcourt. The clock starts. 10 seconds left. Brown in front court, drives right side, brings it inside. Layup is not good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting with 6 seconds left in this game. Foul is called on Troy Drexel. That's two on Drexel. The same play the Aggies ran at the end of the Drake game. They did not get the call. And now Terrell Brown will have two free throws. Aggies down by one.
And that's exactly what Terrell's supposed to do, attack the basket, and he was able to pick up the foul there. Now he has to knock down the free throws.
His first throw is not good. Aggies down 75-74. One more free throw for Terrell Brown. Johnny McCants checks on for the Aggies. McCants comes on. He replaces JoJo Zamora. And now Michael Finke comes on for Grand Canyon. And the young man from Hayward, California, misses the free throw. Cleared by Drexel. And Drexel is fouled in backcourt with 3 seconds left in this game. Well, this is going to be a tough one to swallow. The Aggies had the lead and their chances, but it has slipped away from them now with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Still a little bit of time left. Did the Aggies still have a timeout left?
No.
No timeouts left. That makes it really tough, but maybe they can get a heave up from the other end of the court and send it to, or win the game or send it overtime. Let's see what happens here.
That's what it's going to take. Drexel at the free throw line. He'll shoot a 1-1. His first is not good. The Mount Clear by McCants. McCants heaves the ball, and it is gone.
Oh, my. Johnny.
Oh, my golly. McCants, a half-court heave, and the Aggies do it tonight here in the Pan Am Center. Oh, my golly. Johnny McCants. Oh, no. Johnny McCants is the hero. He's been elected the king of Las Cruces. Good golly.
Wow. Wow. What a finish.
The Aggies did everything they
could. What a finish.
Everything they could to give it away. And then McCants is the hero with a half-court heave. They're checking it at the end. And
it's
the
good.
Aggies are winners 77-75.